Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Yo, son!
One app is life.
It's not the one you should be underestimating.
It is. Sasquatch, Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness.
We rap nerd now here, right?
Like, I can tell you were a nerd.
It's primal.
And that's raw. Carhartt girl.
Speaking of sneaky big tits,
are you out there fucking?
I'm doing that.
Years ago, I bought a millionaire Brooklyn. This was years ago, bro. Years ago.
Cypher Sounds. Peter Rosenberg. One app is life.
Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Oh, well, good evening then, sir.
And good night. And I'm tired.
You're tired? Why? What's going on, man?
I wake up at 4 a.m. so I can get home in time to do this.
You wake up at 4 a.m. Where were you, I guess?
I was in, last night I was in Orlando, Florida. I did a 3-day run with Ronnie Chang. Tampa, Fort Lauderdale, and Orlando.
What'd you think of Tampa?
Bro, Tampa? Okay, you brought it up a couple weeks ago,
yeah,
right? What were you there for? WWE?
Yep. Yes, and I was like, I like it here.
Yeah,
I
wasn't there long enough. Crowd was fucking awesome. Theater was dope. I didn't get to spend a lot of time there, but we hit up this famous steakhouse spot.
Which one?
Burn.
Well, you went to Burn?
Burn.
Yeah, I heard about that. Wasn't the one I went to. I heard that was dope.
Burn was fire, bro. They got I think they have the largest wine collection in the country. Like, we got a tour of the wine cellar. There's 150,000 bottles. And then they have a warehouse across the street with 500,000 bottles.
Yeah, Burns is the most famous one.
Yeah, Burns was fire.
So Burns, I could not get a table at. So we went to...
Well, you got to hang out with some Asian comedians from The Daily Show.
Right. I didn't do that. I think we went to Fleming's. Was it Fleming's we went to?
Fleming's sounds great.
Was it Fleming's?
We had a good old time.
I loved the steakhouse in Tampa. I loved my time in Tampa. I'm going to be
honest. I didn't do
you.
The strip clubs, which I heard is a thing. But next time.
It's the thing. It's the thing.
Tampa, I'll be back. Let me call Side Splitters right now. Let me get up into Side Splitters.
No, it wasn't. Our place was called like Bascom's or something.
Oh, Bascom's.
Yes, it was like Bascom's Steakhouse. Because I remember hitting up my camera guy, Rasan Bascom, and I said, you have a steakhouse down here? I think it was Bascom. Yeah, there it is. Bascom's Chop House in Clearwater, Florida.
Clearwater?
Yeah.
That's where the Scientologists are.
Yes, that's where Tom Cruise is.
That's where Tom Cruise lives?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, where TC lives.
He got some kind of castle or something out there?
Yeah, I think he has a gargantuan house. By the way, this week, if you head over to patreon.com/oneepislife, our Patreon guest this week, I sat down with a rapper I've been a fan of for a long time named Crime Apple. He's a Colombian rapper.
Mm.
He's Colombian, but he's really from Jersey, but he's Colombian. And he has a new project out with DJ Preservation. And we sat down at the stew the other day, and that'll be on the Patreon this week. Also, Saif, we have a big announcement this week. Big
we
announcement. Yes.
Do I know about it, or you're telling me it's an... Oh, okay. Yeah, big announcement, guys.
Big announcement. Actually, I think the announcement was officially yesterday. And if not, we're announcing it early, but fuck it. I'm pretty sure it happened yesterday. Juan Epp is life hitting that Roots picnic stage, baby.
Finally.
And now there's a countdown. You know what the countdown is?
What?
To this message.
Hey guys, do you want me to bring my microphones? Are they gonna have microphones and speakers, or do you want me to bring? Do you want me to bring the equipment to my shelf?
You want me to bring 500 yards of mic cable? One time we did a live one up somewhere, and he had a duffel bag just stuffed with mic cables. All we need is a, I would say, to be safe, 6 foot.
6 foot gives you plenty. No, you're good with
six foot from the coffee table where we're on a couch, coffee table, little recorder on the table, three mics, 3 6-foot cords to be safe.
That's fine. That's plenty.
And he comes with yards.
I mean, a whole bag.
do you think that Roots Picnics need my help? I'll do this for people's podcasts. I can edit everything. I can be the sound guy for the whole show.
So I don't know yet what the situation is. I don't know whether they're going to help us. Now, I know this. We're going to be on Saturday. It's going to be Roots Picnic Saturday. And I know
and that's
this.
Labor Day weekend. No. That's June.
It's June 1st. It's not a holiday.
June 1st.
A holiday. Okay. The memorials is probably the week before. That's probably...
No,
the...
I'm thinking of something. I'm thinking of when they used to do the... Made in America.
Oh, yeah. That was Labor Day.
I believe that was Labor Day.
So we'll be on the Saturday, and I think we'll be in the late afternoon, because I was told that the early day podcast spot can be a little...
Is it a live thing? Like, we want audience members?
It's live. It's in front of a crowd. It's at Roots Picnic. But I mean, what do you mean?
Oh, okay. No, I'm just saying, is it you do the podcast somewhere in the back?
No,
at Roots Picnic.
Well, no. We have a 1 hour.
Like, remember when Drink Champs was in the...
Oh, no.
In some back room.
No, they have a podcast.
And everybody went there. Everybody forced their way into Drink Champs. That's not going to happen with us.
No. We are going to be on stage doing 1 hour, Sife. 1 hour. We're doing a 1 hour podcast. Now, the question is, and I'm going to find this out this week, I don't know whether the good folks at Live Nation and the Roots Picnic will like help us book a guest, whether they don't care if we have a guest, but I want us to get a dope guest. So I have a few ideas. I could just throw them at you right now, because who cares? It's just us and our people.
Okay.
Here are my two ideal guest choices for the Roots Picnic, and you tell me your
thoughts.
Oh,
I already know one.
One, of course, is DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Jazzy Jeff.
I mean, come on. Why would we
Jazzy
not?
Jazzy Jeff.
And another one is a little bit of a curveball, but I think given who he is, you're going to go, oh, no. You know what? It's not a normal Sife Sounds thing, but yeah. I fuck with this.
Okay.
What if in Philly we did Allen Iverson?
Ooh.
How fucking okay. dope would that be?
Does he live in Phily?
I don't know.
I don't think he does.
I doubt it.
He's not from Philly.
No, he's from Virginia.
He's from Virginia, yeah.
But I'll tell you this.
And isn't he like CEO of Reebok or something now?
I don't know, but I know this. When I ran into him.
Where?
I ran into him like several years ago at ComplexCon.
Yeah.
And he treated me with the, he gave me the, I've been watching you your whole career, love. I don't know him. Oh, I don't know Allen Iverson. He gave me the dap into the big, the bear hug. Oh, my man, Rosenberg. I was like, oh, AI. Hello.
I wouldn't even know who he was in a lineup.
Oh my God. but that said, if someone said this is Allen Iverson, you'd have things to say to him.
Yes. I think he was very rude to me once.
Well, that sounds right. What era was this in?
I don't take it personally, and nor do I care.
Right.
Not that it would affect anything I do, but he was very rude to me once.
Do you remember the story? I just like stories of people being rude to you.
It was something with, he did a lot with Jadakiss, right? Didn't they have like a TV commercial?
They had the Reebok thing.
It was something with Jadakiss, and I was like, what's up, man? Nice to meet you. And it was just like that rapper... cold shoulder. I don't know who you are. Why are you talking to me?
Get the fuck out my face before you get fucking slapped.
But that would be dope.
So those pop. What about EST?
But I'm also, EST is great, but I'm also thinking PD crack.
Oh, you want to talk about PD?
I never had, we never, like, can we do a One Up live and then also do, like, something backstage, get some more, like, One Up episodes?
Well, this is what's amazing about what's happening, Saif. What would you say if I were to tell you that I reached out to our good friend at Monster Energy yesterday?
Yes.
And told him, I said, hey, good news, we're doing the Roots Picnic. And our good friend at Monster said, yo, that's dope. We're a sponsor at Roots Picnic. So why not go set up somewhere with them and
knock out a couple more.
So we're going to be in Philly. It's going down that Saturday, all right? June 1st. So we hope the Juan Eppers will come through. And I hope this announcement has happened by the time this podcast comes out so we don't have to either risk losing it or tell Emilio, just cut the whole first 15 minutes of the podcast.
Just save it.
But I'm confident.
It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
So we're excited about that as well. Wait, Tampa, Cypher Sounds, tampons, Orlando. No, you were in Tampa yesterday. You were in a Florida run. You did Orlando.
Did 3 days. Yeah, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, Orlando.
Rank them in order.
Tampa was the best. Orlando second best. Fort Lauderdale third. But all were good. Ronnie Chang has a good audience, not a big Asian audience as he usually is with him. He usually has a lot of the Asians come out, Asians.
He is an Asian comic.
Yes, yes.
Does he make a lot of jokes that are Asian related or no?
A good amount. He has a good amount. It's not all, you don't have to be Asian to like it. She's a good comedian telling jokes, super cool guy. His wife is there. His mom was with us.
Oh, that's nice. A family affair.
Honestly, bro, it's all a blur because I got to Fort Lauderdale straight to soundcheck because it was like a flight delay. Straight to soundcheck, did the show. Every night, and a beautiful dinner, elaborate dinner. Beautiful, beautiful. He's not a party guy. We go to a nice, nice restaurant after each show.
By the way, that's your kind of guy.
No, I like to party, though.
More than a dinner?
Well, maybe not more. I'll tell you this. I don't like to do fancy every night. I want to do fancy one night, then I want to do dive bar, best wings in town spot.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Got it. So you're saying...
Like, bro, you like wings? You got to go to fucking Schmuckabucks.
And then you go to Schmuckabucks, and you just kick it, and it's low key.
Yeah.
He does a real dinner each night.
Yeah, and then he has like, you know, there was always like a couple guests, whatever. His wife had some friends, lawyer friends, whatever.
And Ronnie's he's a relatively thin man.
Yeah.
So he can have these just big dinners every night, doesn't even think about it, doesn't know that some of us are afflicted.
Yeah.
3 nights in a row, that could be 12 pounds, you don't know.
Yeah, the only thing with me is like, I'm telling, like I know the distance between Fort Lauderdale and Tampa. In my mind, I'm like 8 a.m. in the car, let's go. And it was like a 10:30 casual leave. And I'm like, we're going straight to the show. Like,
how long's the ride?
From Fort Lauderdale to Tampa, I think it's like 4.5.
That's a real ride. You did this ride with Ronnie?
Yeah, we had like a sprinter.
Oh, that's why when I texted with you, you said, when I hit you up yesterday, you were like, I'm in a van.
Yeah. I wasn't like with pedophiles or anything. I was with...
Well, no, it sounded like you're in a van down by the river.
I'm in a van down by the river. No, I was with Ronnie Chang and Squad.
You spent a lot of time in Florida.
This year has been a lot of Floridas. I'm not a Florida guy.
You, if you had owned a place in Florida this year, you could have legit made a case for Florida taxes. You could have made a case. That's got to be your 10th trip to Florida in the last year.
Not 10.
There's been a few Miamis.
Yeah, but the Miamis were like for the cruise. So it was like one night cruise, back from the cruise. You know what I mean? It was quick.
By the way, I saw something very troubling.
What happened?
I the other day I started following Liam on Instagram.
Oh, I love Liam.
So I could watch his clips and see what this little dorky white boy's about, right? Because I like him.
I wouldn't call him dorky. What do you mean, his look?
Yes. I only mean look. He's a very cool guy, but his look is...
He's really cool, actually.
No, he's a cool guy.
Yeah.
But
I don't mean like, because of me, I'm saying like, He's like a cool dude.
No, he can
out
hang.
In these streets.
Yeah, no, he moves around. He can hang. He's a cool guy. But A, he's like, what is he, 20 years younger than me?
He's 24. And he's 25. He's 25.
He's 25. He's the 20-year younger guy who runs around with you. So I don't care if it's from the comedy world or the hip-hop world. That guy has to get made fun of. It's those are the
rules. Right, yes.
Those are the rules that I learned from you. If I brought 100%. Someone around who was 20 years younger, they're getting clowned. So
yes,
that's just how
100%.
It is. Yeah, so I'm going to call him a dork, even though he's a very cool guy. But no, his face, if you just look at the face.
Yeah, okay, I see what you're
saying.
He's
a dork in the face, but a very cool guy. Anyways, he put up a clip that was funny. Most of it, he does seem like he's going to be very good, this kid. He's talented. But this clip that troubled me was you on stage with Will Sylvans.
Yeah.
And Ice Spice came up.
Yes.
And there were two troubling things that were said, one more so than the other. You were the less troubling, but it still troubled me a little bit, which is, it was maybe a throwaway line. It came out quick, but you were just like, I don't see the appeal.
Okay, yes.
And I thought, oh, man. Now, you could say, she's not my type.
Sorry. Real quick, I'm sorry. I just want to say that shout out to Monster Energy, our friends over at Monster Energy, for sponsoring what we're calling the Cypher Sounds dates. Listen, the 22nd
through
the 24th.
I was in the middle of a story.
I know, that's why I did it Howard Stern style. The 22nd through the 24th, catch me at Zany's in Chicago doing stand-up comedy. Thank you to our friends Monster Energy. The 25th, special one night only at the DC Improv with my Take It Personal hip hop improv show, the 25th of February. Come on down. And then March 2nd, I'm in, you're going to love this, I'm at Teehee's Comedy Club in Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh my God.
Over at Teehee's Comedy Club in Des Moines, Iowa. Des Moines, I heard, is getting popping. There's a lot of tech stuff going on there. So come on out, Des Moinesians. And then, of course, the 14th of March, I'm at Ontario Improv in California. And the 15th, I'm at Mic Drop at San Diego.
We are not going to be able to get you one more body at that Des Moines show. I'm telling you that right now. You think we have one person listening?
The WANAP fans attacked me in the Apple store the other day. Like over by my house. Like three of them were like Patreon members.
No.
Yo, I never knew. I walked in there. He was like, yo, Syph, man. He like, you know, the heart, yo, my man. Oh my God, Cypher Sounds. Thank you so much, man. I'm a Patreon.
Wow. You should have bought him an iPhone off top.
They work there.
Oh, they should have bought
buy me an iPhone.
They should have bought you an iPhone off top.
They hit me so fast, I didn't even know how to hit them with the, what's up with the, you know what I mean?
You didn't even hit them up with the what's up, you know what I mean?
Nah, I'm going to go back in there, though, and hit them with the what's up, you know what I mean?
So here's the troubling part. Syph goes, I don't see the appeal. Which, number one, you have every right to not, like, love Ice Spice or something. But my question was, have you been hanging out with white people so much that you do not see the appeal?
Can you see this?
No.
That's bad. This is little EJ.
Oh, it's a little picture of EJ?
This is EJ in the halls of Hot 97.
How old
on
is
a
he?
little scooter we used to have.
Wow.
I want to say he was probably 10 years old here.
Wow.
I'll send this to you, Emilio. But little EJ, little Riot.
So anyway, you haven't been around white people that long. I don't believe that you meant what you said.
But oh, no, I don't. I have no, there's no, nothing.
What?
With Ice Spice.
You said I don't see the appeal.
I'm talking about her looks.
Right. There's nothing that you
and
see.
Sorry, that sounded crazy. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. She's just not my type.
See, that's what I said. You can say she's not my type.
Yeah.
But saying you can't see the appeal.
No, I don't see it.
You don't know what a large ass looks like anymore. That's how long you've been around white
people? There's a lot of large asses out there.
But there's levels to these asses, though.
No, her I seen asses larger than hers.
Well, I'm not saying you haven't seen larger. I'm just saying the fact that you just said I didn't see the appeal, that makes me feel that the white is...
Large asses in New York City and on a Puerto Rican Dominican girl, that's a given.
Not like that.
That's it.
Not everybody.
It's not that. It's not that crazy.
It's pretty.
Ice Spice's ass.
It's pretty.
It's not that crazy.
I mean,
it's not crazy. But again,
all
girls
I said was
seen.
I see the appeal. All I'm saying was you see the appeal. You're saying it's not the appeal for you.
It's a forced appeal. It's a forced appeal.
Okay, well, I disagree with your statement. I think the appeal is very. It may not be your appeal.
I don't want to diss. I'm not trying to diss a person. She might be a nice person. I'm not trying to be out here sounding like a dickhead. Like, yo, you're ugly. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, when dudes go crazy over Ice Spice, I don't see it. I don't see it. No disrespect, mama.
It's inherently disrespect.
I know. I don't want to sound mean, but I don't see it.
I see the appeal. I mean, it's not. I'm not in love with Ice Spice. Isn't my new, you know, Janet Jackson? But I see the appeal. But then that's not the real issue. You're focusing too much. Let's not focus on you.
All right.
The part that was disconcerting, I'd say, is that Will Sylvans had no idea who she was.
That's normal.
Yo, no. It's normal for Will.
Yes.
For a human, Will's not, I know he's older than he looks. Will's not older than 55.
He's probably 55. Will's 55 years old.
You think Will's 55?
No, he is.
He is 55. That's a fact.
Yeah. He's either 54 or 55. Come on.
Okay, by the way. That's no excuse. I mean, Michael Kay absolutely knows who Ice Spice is. The man's almost 70. Like, what does Will do with it? He hadn't even heard it. Like, I'm not expecting you to know a thing about her. I'm not judging you based on not knowing the song Deli. But he goes outside. Will is outside. He talks to human beings. And was it a joke or you think he's serious? He dead ass had no idea who Ice Spice was.
He was dead serious. And what he was saying, I think he's come across Ice Spice on TikTok and not know what this person's name was.
They showed her for half the Super Bowl, and she had a commercial.
Well, that clip is a year old.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, that clip is a year old.
Oh, well, damn it. I'm more forgiving now then. But you're saying even then it was crazy.
Pat, she was... that boy's a liar, Leah. That boy's a Leah.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
She was on that. Maybe she didn't have the Taylor Swift song out yet, but she was, you know,
she was still big. Yo, by the way, I saw Enough the other day, and we were talking about how crazy Riot's run is. Yo, he told me what Riot's first check looked like.
From what though?
My guess is it was like the first time the real like residuals of everything had come in. After a while, you know what I mean? After everything, because he didn't do The Boy's a Liar, but he did everything else.
Yeah.
Everything else that she sniffed, the Barbie joint, the deli, the new one, everything he did. Plus, I'm guessing that means the piece of whatever commercial stuff, like that it was played it. Saif, oh man, yo.
It's crazy.
Yeah, Lil E, that kid you saw, the picture you have of him riding around the hallways, he could buy and sell both of us. He's out Shia. Yo, it's crazy. And he was telling me that he was rapping before he started doing the beats. We got to just get him on here. Should we just have him on and get his story?
Just get him on.
I think we'd be able to. You know what I watched yesterday for the first time?
What?
The videos from Lemonade.
The Beyonce?
Yeah.
All the whole video album?
I don't know if it was the whole thing. I think the whole thing it said was like an hour, and she had
a video for almost every song on that album, right?
I watched like 8 of them.
Okay,
it's fucking good, man. I listen. I knew I liked Lemonade at the time, but that thing, nah, man. That thing's fucking good, man. That thing's fucking nah. That thing. That Beyonce. No, that Beyonce right now. She's. Because you know I'm interested in the country song.
I was gonna say I'm speaking out of turn. It's a podcast of our opinions. Everything is in turn.
Everything's in turn.
I don't like what it feels like with Beyonce lately. And it might not be necessarily coming from her, but in the zeitgeist, the Beyonce Taylor Swift competition.
You're feeling.
I don't like it. Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. This is the epitome of do you.
But where are you sensing competition
from? I think Beyonce is chasing Taylor.
Why do you think that, though? Because of the country song?
The tour, the Grammy speech, a country song. A lot of people are comparing Taylor and her, and if she's getting some kind of, feeling some kind of way about it. And I'm trying to tell you, B, if you love me, like I know you do, don't follow that chick. Do you?
I don't think she is, though. Listen, here's the thing. The current Beyonce album run is a three-part thing.
What?
The Renaissance thing. That was part one.
The house album.
Yep, that was part one.
Dance music. Okay.
Do you remember the cover of that album?
No.
It's her sitting on a horse wearing a cowboy hat.
Okay, yes, I do remember that. It's like a weird horse.
And that's what, a year and change ago?
Yeah.
Right? So I think this has all been the plan. I think she's following a plan. I mean, her and Taylor went to each other's movie premieres. They each dropped a tour movie.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I forgot about that. The tour movie.
They both dropped. But they supported both for each other.
I know, but it sums up. Sums up.
Why are you saying this? I don't like this. I don't want you to say it. And although I will say it's going to end up making me a bigger Beyonce fan. If that were to happen. I don't want it to happen, though. I don't want it to happen. I don't want to, and it's not like I hate Taylor Swift. I'm fine with Taylor Swift. There's just something that I always get re-irritated about, like, how much people say, I don't know if you're in enough the circles to hear this, Sife, but you are probably, because you hang out with a lot of white women.
Thank God.
I hear this a lot. She writes her own music. Do you hear that a lot?
I hear that a lot, yeah.
You know, she writes her music. I'm like, yeah, a lot of good artists write their music. That's a lot don't, but a lot do. You know, she writes her music. First of all, she writes with people like everybody else does.
Yeah, everybody writes with people.
Everything about Taylor, even though she's dope, I just feel like, you know what it is to me? It's the ultimate example of the way people feel about like white people sometimes getting like extra, like extra kind of just love on the strength of their whiteness.
Yeah.
It's not her fault. She's dope. But the way that she's treated is just like, she's really good.
That's my point, why you can't chase her.
No, you can't, because you can't beat that.
And then the moment you try to beat it, people who aren't even Taylor Swift fans but are white will jump in. You know what I mean? Just let her be. Just let her be.
Pun intended?
No, but I'll throw it in there. I'll throw an intentional pun in there. But let her be, man. Because Beyonce, you can't, I don't know. It's like some Game of Thrones shit.
Go ahead. Keep going. I'm here.
Like Beyonce's the queen of her region.
Realm.
Of realm.
Yeah.
A very powerful realm.
Huge realm.
Matter of fact, a lot of Taylor fans are Beyonce fans. But if you draw a line,
You don't want to draw the line is what you're saying.
If you draw the line, those Taylor fans that are also Beyonce fans will turn their back on Beyonce. So, they have to.
So they have to. It's in their white code. It's in their white code.
It's in the white code. It's in the DNA.
Now, so you're saying if you're Beyonce, you could never make the move on Taylor unless you believe with 100% certainty you have the kill shot. But if you don't kill her that one time you try, you're finished.
There is no kill shot.
I don't know.
No kill shot.
Everyone has a kill shot. I don't know how to do it, though.
Everyone has a kill shot?
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Maybe someone's sitting on the Taylor Swift tape where after the Kanye thing, she like screamed the N-word on a voicemail.
That wouldn't be the kill shot.
It would hurt.
No.
So if I'm telling you right now, trust me, as a snowflake white person, there are millions of snowflake white people who would turn their back if they heard her yelling this N-word on an answering machine.
As many as you think that would, I would say a quarter of them would turn their back. And the other 75% would find her, well, you know, that, you know, sometimes it happens. And then she has enough non-Snowflake fans that will...
They'll be happy.
Like...
We knew it.
Like the Chris Brown fans. Chris Brown, man, what the fuck, man?
All right, let's go Chris Brown.
When is that going to let up? They kicked him off the NBA shit.
Yeah, there was an incident this weekend.
Oh, Billy June has jumped in.
Billy, are you hanging out like in Oklahoma right now?
Well, Billy, where are you? In some kind of den?
No, I'm at my local hang area.
Your local watering hole.
Yes.
It's a bar.
One of two. It is a bar.
One of two.
I'm not drinking water.
And do they know you up in there? They know you up in there?
The bartender's right over here, my homie. Sitting right next to me.
So they let you sit there and hang out and do work and stuff?
Yep. Every day.
And what do they call you? Dan?
D-Rob.
D-Rob.
Of course.
D-Rob.
D-Rob.
All right, so wait, Type, do you know the incident with the Chris Brown this weekend, or we have to sit through Billy's noise to have him tell us?
I want
to
hear Billy's version.
All right, go ahead, Billy.
He said that he showed screenshots. He was asked to be on the Celebrity All-Star Game, and then they declined it and said it didn't go with the brand of Ruffles that was promoting the sponsoring the show.
Sponsoring them.
Yeah, and then Ruffles said they weren't involved.
Oh, Ruffles denied.
Yeah, they posted yesterday saying they denied it, and they are going to have a meeting on Monday to figure out what happened.
Well, okay. All right. Thank you. Good work, Billy June. By the way, I'm not surprised, because what it sounds like to me on paper is actually something you can easily explain. Someone from the NBA went, ooh, let's get Chris Brown. They went, all right, cool. Yo, Chris, you want to do this? Yeah, I do. All right, cool. Let's clear it with the sponsor. Went to the sponsor. Nope. Conversation over.
And then I guess he had the guys, they said they offered him tickets, what do you call them? The good seats?
Yeah.
What do they call those in the game?
Floor? Basketball? Floor?
Floor seats. And he was like, I'm not fucking going to this.
Listen, let me explain something. By the way, Chris Brown, there's more to talk about with Chris Brown, I think musically too, that's interesting to me. But, Chris, you said, Sife, when are they going to ever let off of Chris Brown? It's been now almost 20 years.
20 years?
It's 2024.
No, not 20 years.
No, we're getting near. It's probably been 17 years or something.
Yeah.
Something shit. Like that. Yo, here's the issue. Not only, listen, everyone deserves forgiveness.
15 years, 15.
Okay. Everybody deserves forgiveness, I believe, at a certain point. Hopefully you've done the right thing. You've never done anything else and blah, blah, blah. Whatever it may be. Chris Brown not only beat up a girl who was an American sweetheart and now is even bigger than that. But there was visual evidence. The photo, it's the photo existing to me that has made it last so much longer than other controversies we've seen with other people.
Burned in the brain.
I still see it. I'm like, oh man, this is like it'll. And I'm one who forgives. I've interviewed him. I don't. You know. Listen, Rihanna forgave him. I'm gonna not forgive him. Like I listen. I people do horrible, dumb things. They're young. They're drunk. Whatever the situation is, it's a volatile relationship. Bad things happen. People can be forgiven, but I won't say it doesn't always cross my mind. And I won't. And I think a big part of it is the. You have a photo, man, of something that bad. I don't know. And then, of course, Chris spent the following years then having other little things happen where he would end up looking bad again or he hadn't learned a lesson. But here's the biggest issue for me and Chris Brown. He is so talented. He has a hit song every year, every 2 years. He has some smash. I still don't think he's put together that legendary body of work that would elevate him and kind of be like, hey, maybe we should move forward now. He dropped this masterpiece. I just don't think he's ever done that.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Like, all his albums are really good. And Chris Brown fans love his albums. But yeah, I see what you're saying. There wasn't no big crossover masterpiece album that you can point to.
Remember a couple years ago, he dropped that 40-song album?
Yeah.
I was like, cool, but could you shave off 27 and just make it a smash?
Yeah.
I bet you can't name Chris Brown albums.
No, I don't know. I don't know any.
Bro, that's crazy.
I don't know any. I don't know the names of any.
Album one, Chris Brown. Then he has an album called Exclusive. That's the one that has Kiss Kiss with T-Pain, etc. Then in 2009, he had Graffiti, which has I Can Transform Ya, Sing Like Me, Lucky Me, what else? A bunch of, it's long, a lot of shit. Then he has Fame, which of course has my favorite, it has Deuces, which is huge. It has my favorite Chris Brown record, She Ain't You. Big, big, big tunes on there. Then he's got, after Fame, he has Fortune in 2012. Which has, does that have any big, big, big tunes? Don't Wake Me Up, is that big? Then he, after that, he has X, which has Loyal. Then he has Fan of a Fan, the album. Then he has Royalty.
Wait, is Loyal the one with the Busta Rhymes one?
No, Loyal is These Hoes Ain't Loyal.
No, I'm saying, I'm sorry. Is that album the one with Busta Rhymes one?
Look at Me Now?
Yeah.
Good question. God, there's so many songs on here. Oh my God, there's a lot of songs on here. Fine China's on here? No, Look at Me Now is on... Is it on Fan of a Fan?
Look at Me Now. Look at Me Now.
I don't know where the fuck Look at Me Now
is.
Keep going.
That's the only part I know.
I don't know where the fuck Look at Me Now is, dude. He has so many...
All right,
many...
whatever. All right, so yeah, so Fortune.
Yo, he has a song out here in December 2017. He dropped Heartbreak on a Full Moon Deluxe Edition. 57 songs, 3 hours and 18 minutes.
Yeah, that's all that streaming shit.
Look at Me Now was on Fame.
Look at Me Now was on Fame all the way back then?
Fame.
Wow, he's right. Oh, that, you know what? I'll tell you this, though. Fame does have a lot of shit. Fame has Look at Me Now. It has Deuces. It has She Ain't You. It has Next to You with Justin Bieber. It has Should Have Kissed You. It has Beautiful People. That one's got a lot of shit on it. But still, no one talks about it being like a masterpiece.
No.
And I was thinking about the Beyonce Never Getting Album of the Year conversation after just fully getting acquainted with Lemonade in 2024 and realizing how fucking brilliant it is. But she lost to Adele, and I don't know. I'm never going to listen to that Adele album to know if it's that good. I don't want to listen to Adele. Is that weird? I have no interest in listening to Adele. Does that make me bad? Ignorant?
No, it's just not my type of music. Although Adele is fucking cool as shit, though.
And super talented.
Adele is from the ends, bro.
She's from the ends, bro. And guess how old she's about to turn?
How old?
54 years old.
But Adele's fame of it being like this white pop fame, like she's from the hood. And everyone in London that I know knows her is like, she's like a real one. But she just, oh, this works if I do this. All right, let's do this.
Does that explain how she's with Rich Paul, who's definitely from the real?
Who's Rich Paul?
Her fiance, her husband.
But who's he? What does he do?
He's LeBron's manager, man.
Oh.
He owns Clutch Sports.
I don't know what any of that means.
You're worse than Will Silvitz.
I don't know what any of that means. I'm sorry.
Rich Paul is...
It's me.
Yeah, this one, this is the album that beat her. She names all of her albums after an age, Saif. Do you know that?
After what? AIDS?
No. Her age.
Oh. Well, what is that album called?
That one was 25.
Uh-huh.
But 5 years later, she dropped another album. You know what it was called?
30.
Do you like the Beyonce country song?
I haven't listened to it.
At all?
No.
This ain't Texas. come take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado. Redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right. We headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice. Ooh, run me to the left and spin me in the middle, boy. I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em. Hey, lay our cards down, down, down.
I'm into it. I'm into it. What can I say? I'm into it.
It sounds good, yeah.
It's pretty dope, man. I mean, I like popish country. I'm a Dixie Chicks fan, so this is right in my lane. And I just like that she's gonna push the envelope a little bit. Like, how's the country world gonna react? You know, it is the number one country song. She is the first black woman to ever have the number one country song.
Is it right now?
Yeah.
Really? I thought there was some pushback from country stations.
So that was like the most predictable thing ever. That first little thing that came out to me was like literally someone having a gotcha moment. Like, I'm gonna reach out to some place, and if they say we're not into it, then I'm gonna make it a whole thing. The station followed up afterwards being like, we've never played Beyonce before, that's all. But like, we're not saying we're not gonna play Beyonce. So I get it.
Yeah, but again, with this white talk, when they were playing Eminem on rock stations, when it was hip hop songs, you know what I mean?
That always drove me fucking nuts.
They just let it slide. It's not like he made a rock song.
No, we've talked about this before, of course, but the thing that always drove me nuts was that the rock stations weren't playing 99 Problems.
Right.
But they were playing Eminem records that had Dr. Dre production.
I'm Slim Shady. I'm Slim Shady. Yeah.
I was like, wait, so why is the rock station playing the rap record, but they won't play the rock record? Because 99 Problems is really a rock record with rapping on it. That shit did always.
It's all good.
What does that mean? It's all good. Real quick. No. Just want to go focus on what you just said. When you went, it's all good. I believe what you were saying was, this ain't ever changing. This is America.
People are racist in America, and stop trying to make it not be.
Because you're just gonna be disappointed.
Yeah. I mean, it's way better than it was before.
Yeah. I mean.
Oh, fucking, yo, can I segue? I mean, it's all related. I don't understand these people talking shit about Killer Mike.
Oh, it's crazy what's happening.
What the fuck is, I can't take it. Academics.
Wait, Academics talk shit? He says
yo,
shit?
Academics was talking wild shit.
No, there was one thing for him to say horrible things about my ex-wife, my current wife. But hold on, he's going to Killer Mike's life. You need to step in.
Yeah, he was like, what's the point of the Grammys for someone like you that just like little trophies? You don't have the most streams. You don't have the most fans. You made like a cool album and like somebody said you should win. Like, it's like, dude, people not know who Killer Mike is? Like, I'm confused.
So I didn't know Academics was part of it. I saw other young people saying that.
I'm like, really confused.
Yo, people.
The album is blackity black, 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 black.
They don't care about that. Who told you they care about that?
Oh, I thought that was something they cared about.
Who? Not the people who care about streams. Those people who I saw, here's who I saw complaining. I saw a lot of streamers, which makes sense that Academics would be in there too. Those people.
Streamers who, meaning what? Like people that.
YouTube streamers, the people who are big,
Twitch and all that.
Yes, they're big, and their influence is based on stream numbers.
Okay, got it.
So when all of a sudden you're giving awards to the people who don't have the huge stream numbers, they just make good art. It goes, hold on. The only metric we care about are these streams.
Right,
these are what tell us what matters. But what they don't realize is those fucking streams, A, they don't culturally mean dick. It doesn't set the tone culturally for what's big. Streaming can be stuff that's really huge and crossover, or it can be a niche group of weirdos. Bro, I've never met someone who watches Academic shit in my life. I don't know one person.
You have. They just don't say it.
They're not the people I know well. By the way, let me not say someone who I have issues with. Someone who I even really like and think I seems like a lovely guy, Kai Cenat. I don't know any I'm old. I don't know anyone who watches Kai Cenat videos or watches him live stream. That doesn't mean he doesn't have an influence, but what it means is your influence is limited. You may see all those numbers and think you're the biggest shit in the world, but other people reach a lot of people and don't have stream numbers that back it up. Killer Mike does not stream big, but everyone knows who the fuck he is, and anybody who had an opinion worth... Anyone who had an opinion worth dick in hip-hop when the album came out was like, yo, do you hear this Killer Mike album? Everyone said that who has an opinion on hip-hop.
That's what I thought.
You didn't think wrong? These people just only want to believe that stream numbers are the measure. Sorry, go win a fucking Webby. That it's not the Grammys.
Hold on. Here's another thing, you streamers. Here's another thing I'm going to tell you right now. You're the new radio, right? You're the new radio. And as one very disgraced radio personality and one future disgraced radio personality, I'm telling you, that shit, you could stop streaming tomorrow and everyone's life will continue on. You will not be, no one will be devastated when you go away. And that's what you need to realize. Yes, you're the shit now because you got a lot of number. Bro, there was one point in Hot 97, they were telling us we were getting 2 million people listening at like, you know, 7:30 a.m. or whatever it was.
And also, by the way, even during those times, the records that we played at that time that were super popular in that world, they didn't all win fucking Grammys. They would lose to shit that was seen as culturally better.
I also don't agree with the Grammys 100% either.
But it's a voting system. It is what it is.
If I'm clear, they didn't air on TV any of the hip-hop stuff?
None of the Killer Mike Awards were.
You saw the clip going around of KRS-One talking shit about the Grammys?
Yes.
About the 50 years, like, oh, yes. Now you call us? And is this the part of the 50 year? Even though it's past New Year's, like, there was no Grammy. Was there a Grammy celebration last year? 50 years?
No, bro. Here's the thing that's really fucked up when you think about it. Remember a little while ago, the Grammys ran that 50th hip-hop special? That we talked about it. It was produced by Questlove. They did a special two-hour show outside of the Grammys.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, so that wasn't the Grammys.
No, that's the funniest part. We didn't realize it. They did it outside the Grammys, so they didn't have to do shit during the Grammys.
Wait, so the Grammys produced a 50-year hip-hop?
Correct.
So the Academy, whatever they're called, Recording...
Yes, the Recording Academy.
Associated America. So to jump on the 50-year bandwagon of hip-hop, which was 2023... To jump on that bandwagon, they produce something outside of the Grammys.
Correct.
And then a couple months later, when it's the actual Grammys,
or
just wash their hands of it.
Basically, yeah.
This is crazy.
No. There's two separate issues that are both interesting.
Sorry to cut you off. What was the thing where Questlove, where Little Uzi Vert came out at the end? What was that?
That was last year's Grammys. They did it in the year.
Look that up real quick. That doesn't feel right.
That doesn't feel like it was Grammys. That long ago, Billie Jean. The little Uzi Vert thing?
It was the Grammys 2023. That was a year ago.
That was something else.
Little Uzi Vert, 50 years of hip-hop, Grammy 2023.
That's the thing with LL hosting? That was the Grammys?
Yeah, with LL Cool J.
Who hosted the Grammys that year?
Trevor Noah. Found the article. I'll send it to you right now.
Don't send it to me. I don't want it. I'm not going to look at it.
But he wants to send it to you.
I don't want it. I'm going to erase it.
So then maybe they did do it last year. We're so fucking confused.
They did on the Grammys, and then they did an actual separate special.
No, but that's different, though. There was something else.
They did like a longer version.
Okay, so they did it in the 2023 Grammys. Back to nothing.
And then this year, they were just like, fuck off.
No, I know that part, but then this year, to Sy's point, back to regular, don't show shit. So yes, there's two issues.
Somebody knows Killer Mike's going to win all three things, right? Like, someone puts the envelope, the card in an envelope.
You mean, and they're saying, we should probably do one where Killer Mike gets
this guy won this whole category. that's kind of interesting. Should we air that? You know what I mean? Like, no. I don't think you're understanding. This one guy, which has an incredible album, he swept the whole category. People might want to see that if everyone's voting for this guy to win every category. We should air that on television.
So, but here, there are two separate issues here. You're talking about an issue that I also agree with is really problematic, which is 50 years in, and they still seem to not do the right shit with hip-hop on television at the Grammys.
One of the biggest art forms ever created.
Yes, and it's been the biggest, most popular.
Music-wise.
It's certainly been the biggest, most popular, influential one for the last 20 years, or whatever it's been. So that's a problem. But then you have all these streamers bitching and moaning about Killer Mike this year, deciding this was the year to complain about the Grammys. The voting system that is done for the Hip Hop Awards, it's voted on by hip hop musicians. That's who.
Not only though.
No, on the hip hop categories, musicians, engineers, members of the Academy.
All just hip hop? I thought all the categories are voted by everyone in the Academy.
No.
You sure?
Yes. The main categories are voted by everybody. The genre specific categories are voted by people of the genre.
Okay.
Why this is the year that all the streamers thought, let's go after Killer Mike. We could go at so many years and point out when the most commercial shit doesn't win. It's not the Billboard Awards. Maybe one day they'll make their own, they might already even have it, stupid streaming award show where it's about who got the most streams. But that's not what the voting process is for this. It's people who love music voting on what they think is the best album. Syfe, if you asked me to go listen to the best album this year, and I listened to the Drake album probably more than I listened to the Killer Mike album, because I was really trying to give it a shot. The Killer Mike album is the best rap album of the year. It's not crazy.
I'm going to say something fucked up. Killer Mike is a good friend of mine.
Go on, good friend.
Good friend of mine. I like the Travis album better. I still believe Killer Mike album should have won.
Well, because you're talking about actual quality and not just what a vibe is, but actually saying things?
Yeah, like I love driving the Travis album. Travis album is a masterpiece to me. But if you want to feel fucking emotion and you want to hear somebody rappity rap, Killer Mike is it. Killer Mike's almost hard to listen to because it's so good, if that makes sense.
Well, the Kendrick album a couple years ago was incredibly dense. Super dense. It's not
hard to listen to because it's so good.
And here's the thing, you fucking little streamers. You guys consume music in a different way. It's background for you while you play video games. It's partying with your boys. Music has different uses for different people, but that doesn't make it a great album.
All that aside, I'm just confused on how they don't even know who he is. Whether he should have won or not, that's their opinion.
How would they know who he is?
Come on, man.
How? They listen to Run the Jewels?
I think they listen to Run the Jewels and don't even realize it's the same guy.
They don't listen to Run the Jewels. They don't listen to Run the Jewels.
They don't listen to Run the Jewels.
They may have heard it pop up.
Yeah, they heard it, yeah. I don't think they know Killer Mike's in Run the Jewels. And I think they know what Run the Jewels is. How about that?
Maybe. Some of them. Yeah, maybe.
They know what Run the Jewels is. That white guy and that black guy.
There are some streamers out here I really like and think they're doing positive, good things. There's some things generally on the internet
That's what they're called now, streamers?
I guess. I don't fucking know.
Because I thought streamers was Netflix was a streamer.
Listen, Syfe, you know how old I am? That social media comedian guy, Shiggy, who's a very sweet guy, I've known him for a long time, he put up a joke making fun of old school rappers, and some rapper we follow, I can't remember who, posted it, and I commented, I don't get this, can someone explain? And I just got shouted down for being old for not getting the joke. So who am I to ask? Who am I to even judge? Okay. But it got me thinking when I watched this bit that was not funny. All due respect to Shiggy, lovely guy. Joke was not funny. And it got me thinking about how many comedians, quote comedians, have been hot over like the last decade. How many had a moment? Their video, I'm not going to name them because I don't feel like dissing people or nice people. Syfe, hot I'm talking about you could go all the way back to what was the really short shit before
Vine.
You could go all the way back to the Vine era. These people were huge. They're going to be everything. 99%. They're still doing online jokes, but that's it. It's never turned into more. There's never, they have their original following and that's it. Every once in a while, you stumble onto like a Drewski who's meant to be like a comedic actor. He's just really talented and the method he was using was the web, but he's clearly just a talented actor. But it just got me thinking, yo, comedy, like every art form, I feel like every art form is made worse by social media clips. I really do. Yo, Saif, everyone was cracking up at this joke. And I know that I am comedically more savvy than the people commenting. And they're all like, oh, you're an idiot. You don't even know what funny is. I'm like, no. I know what funny is. This people's brains have rotted. The jokes aren't even, they don't connect in the same way. Yo, have you ever watched what little kids think is funny these days? If you watch what like a 15-year-old thinks is funny these days, Saif, you won't even know where the joke begins or ends. You're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Bro, it's every single genre appears to be made slightly worse in a downward trajectory because of the way that it's served to people now.
I see what you're putting out there.
And I'm sorry.
Picking up on it.
And I'm sorry, guys. I'm admitting this about myself. I'm never going to accept it. I'm never going to go just roll with it. It's better. It's how it is. No, it's how it is. It's not better. This is not better. Your form of getting entertainment in 10-second clips that you're staring at as you're literally chemically addicted and swiping through trying to get fucking high, man. Looking for the fucking high. That's never going to be better than sitting down to watch a comedy special on television, turning down the lights, sitting down and turning up the volume and everyone is part. No, it's never going to be better. And the artists and talent are never going to be better either. Yo, it's the most diminishing high, too. It's like, I'm searching for it, Saif. I go on and I start swiping. I don't even know where the high could come from anymore. Because like back in the day when I was out here acting loose, I'd know I'd find some hot chick. I'd be like, oh, maybe I send this person a DM. Or,
oh.
Hello,
easy,
what is
easy.
This about? Now I've got nothing.
You got here DMing?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'd send a DM, receive a DM, who knows? But now I got nothing to do. Where's the high coming from? A puppy video feels nice every once in a while. But like, Saif, I'll walk away from my phone. You ever have that moment when you were on your phone and you put it down because you're like, oh, I've been on my phone. I got to do something else. And then like 2 minutes later, you're back on it and you don't even know why. You're like, what the fuck did I pick this back up for? Yo, it's crazy. And then these people out here, you don't even get the joke. You should learn what a joke is. All right, I'll learn what a joke is. Thanks. Real quick, the people you guys are talking about being so funny literally don't exist anymore. Don't exist. Everyone thinks they know what it is to be hot, man. Survive 20 years. You got to survive 20. And then we'll have a conversation.
Nah, it's funny. It's funny because like, yeah, the hottest social media, whatever, comedian, music, whatever. No, that's just the hottest shit right now. And I'm like, but you said this last year about someone else. Where's that person? It like fades into each other and then the other one just goes away and the new one is like, no, this is the hottest shit right now. This guy's the hottest thing. I'm like, but I remember you said this last year.
I know. Saif, if we were to go through the list that goes back all the way to when we were on the air, it's so many people have come and gone and it was just a nothing. You know, these people who do like these half sketches, their life is kind of just like a sketch on the, those are what? Those are content creators, I guess, a lot. You call them content creators?
Bro, I watched, okay, so you know, the Shannon Sharp guy had the Cat Williams thing, the Cat Williams masterpiece explosion.
I love how you just described that. Yes.
Then he had
Monique.
No, Country Wayne.
Yeah, who's Country Wayne?
Country Wayne is this black Southern comedian, like content guy.
Shannon had him too?
Yeah.
Wow. So he's just going to keep having comedians on.
I think he, you know, oh, that worked. Let me try some more of this. Bro, this guy talks about he makes $700,000 a month off like Facebook and YouTube. And I was like, let me go watch this shit. No disrespect, man. Black man, get your money. No disrespect. I couldn't even find. He was like, I spend $250,000 a month on clips, on skits. He calls them skits. Spent $250,000, and he got the Rolls Royce, he got the jewelry. He's saying he's doing this, he's doing that. And I'm like, I'm on his YouTube. I don't want to sound like a hater, man. I'm on his YouTube, bro. And it's like, it's like a 4 minute, like a soap opera thing. This guy runs out of a restaurant, sees this girl. He's like, yo, girl, where you been? I ain't see you. Nah, I had to do 4 months. I had to do a bid. I took a charge for somebody. Girl, you took a charge? You look good. Do a 360. Let me see what you look like. What's good? No, I'm out here doing real estate. Okay, yeah, I want to look for a place out here. You know, I got my spot in Jacksonville. And my mind is exploding. Like,
what the fuck am I watching?
What is this? Then the cousin comes out. Yo, you forgot your phone inside. Oh, this is so-and-so. Me and her. This is my future wife. Oh, what's up, girl? How are you? Yeah. Take care of my boy. Yo, and then it fades out. Bro, what?
That was it?
That was it. No joke. I don't even know if that guy was Country Wayne. Man, and I get if Country Wayne watched any of my shit, he would laugh his ass off of how horrible it is. I get it. But what am I watching?
And by the way, you brought up Shannon. Shannon shit now is the hottest shit. Nothing is hotter moving than a retired 50-year-old tight end who interviews comedians. And they just tell stories about anything. And Shannon, God bless him, lovely guy, I'm sure, has no idea what the truth would be. So he just sits there and goes, come on now! As they say whatever the fuck they want. There is no accountability. Then he'll have rappers on. Same thing. No idea what you could ask because you don't have a base of what the
But now his shit is hot.
Hot, the hottest, Syph. Usher got up there and goes, we were going to have a super group.
Me, Shannon Sharp?
He said this to Shannon Sharp. Usher said it was going to be me, Puffy, and Jay-Z.
No, one more.
Me, Puffy, Jay-Z.
There was one more person. Oh, who's the other one?
Another rapper, right? It was because he was the only non-rapper.
Was it The Dream or something like that?
I thought he was the only singer.
Pharrell. Yeah.
Pharrell.
Me, Pharrell, Jay-Z, and Diddy. We're going to start a group. You know what Shannon's response was? Come on, Usher! Yeah. That was it. A dead ass. That was the response.
Where are we?
Now, poor Shannon's getting hate from half the comedians because he's not able to check people when they come up there and lie.
Right. Right.
And why would he?
Because he had beef with Mike Epps for a second.
Now Mike Epps is mad, but then I saw D.L. Hughley got mad because people are coming up there saying loose shit, and he's just like, oh, wow, really? But the platform's so big that if someone goes up on Shannon Sharp and says some crazy shit, everyone in your life is hearing that they said it.
Damn, I was watching a clip from Nori, too.
Was it Benzino?
No.
He did not look good this week.
Who, Nori or Benzino?
No, Benzino is like, I'm tired of beefing with Eminem. Yo, if Eminem doesn't use this shit to laugh in his face, I'm going to be disappointed. He's literally like, Nori's like, what would you do if you could see Eminem right now? He's like, I'd hug him. I'm not kidding. He's crying.
He also said he's sick of people making fun of his neck.
Of what?
Making fun of his neck?
People making fun of his neck.
What's wrong with his neck?
He's got a short neck.
Oh. It's really big. And it's big.
He's on one of those chunky necks.
Yo, Billy.
Everyone, he jumped out of my car while I was driving.
Billy is on it today.
Yeah, Billy, you're on it. You look like a psycho again. Billy, can we get the beard trimmed up again this week? Is it time?
Yeah, I'm getting a haircut this week.
All right, there we
haircut
go.
And a beard trim.
Attaboy.
Okay. Attaboy. Wait, come on, Nori. Usher. Nori said something. I forget what it was. It might have been an old clip. And I was like, first of all, oh, fuck, I forgot what it was. I probably saved it. First of all, whatever it was, I remember I was like, we already discussed this on 1UP years ago.
When?
Way before Chameleon Air came to Brooklyn.
Okay.
This was years ago.
Years ago.
And it was like he was saying it like half wrong. And I was just like, come on, man. Like,
yo, Saif, you know what it is?
Come on.
The guy.
Also, he was, sorry to cut you off, but one thing he was watching, he was talking to Grandmaster Flash. And Grandmaster Flash was saying shit about like, okay, we used to listen to two records and one would go to the other. And he's just like, what? What? That's crazy. I'm like, what is happening?
Saif, last week I got upset, if you remember, because someone in the Discord said, you know, whatever, I don't like your face, and that's why you're never going to make it any further in media, whatever it was. He was right. They don't like us. No one likes us. Let me be clear. We started this whole shit. Then Combat Jack, God bless the dead, came along. People went, oh, Combat Jack started hip-hop podcasting. Then you had like the New York sort of funny banter that you and I had. Deez and Mero came along. Oh my God, thank God for this. We literally fathered both and got credit for neither.
Neither.
And both are considered these like culturally loved, like they just don't like us. They don't want us. We're too fat fucking Jewish Puerto Ricans. They don't want us. It's okay. It's okay.
They
we got our Juan Eperus. We
don't
did
want
good.
Us.
They just don't. I know because everything's been done. Combat Jack went with the nerdy hip hop interview style. We did that, except our shit was also funny. Then Deez and Mero, we did the funny New Yorky shit, but it also had the hip hop in it.
I remember one time, because what were they called before? Bodega Boys?
Yes.
I remember one time Miss Info said to me, she goes, yo, are you hearing these Bodega Boys? I'm like, yeah, it's called One App. I've heard One App before.
No, no one even mentioned that. We don't even exist. And then on top of that, just to add the extra insult, then I'm also a part of the start of the Budden podcast. It becomes the biggest thing in history. I'm killed from the picture. Yesterday was the 9-year anniversary of the first episode of Budden's podcast. I only know because Mendez posted something about it. And I posted something very like friendly. I posted it up. Joe reposted it. I posted a picture of Joe on my couch in my apartment 10 years ago. And it's Joe Budden and Bear sitting on the couch. And I said, man, 9 years ago, Joe started his podcast. A few weeks before that, it started with a brainstorming session in my apartment on 96th Street. And I posted the picture of Bear and Joe. Joe reposted it. Beautiful. The comments are shit like, this is dirty. You're mad. I'm like, well, I'm just trying to celebrate. I have to also, not only did I not make any money from it, I have to ignore that I was part of it. I can't even do that.
What if you say, yeah, I am fucking mad? What about that?
I know.
We're trying to save face all the time. We're trying to save face. I am mad. I am mad.
Right. So tell him why you're mad.
I remember when Nori used to come on our show quite a bit because he lived in Florida. Every time he came to New York, he would come on One Ep, not even being the guest, sometimes just jumping on. And I remember him saying something like, yo, how you do this? How you do a podcast? I remember it.
I know. You know what? You're right. Why do we have to pretend we're not mad?
But why do they hate us? Oh, do you think, don't take this the wrong way. Do you think you fucked up my shit?
A bit. A bit. But honestly, it's your fault because look at you now. You're desperate to be a white Jew. So it kind of worked out the way it was supposed to. You ended up with me and yes, I hurt you. But also, look at you now. You're still hanging out with white Jews. So
I wonder if you fucked up my shit, man.
No, how about this? How about this? I wonder if my parents were right all along when they first told me getting in the game to change my name. I wonder if I just would have been a little better off. Not so. Rosenberg is so Jewish.
I mean, those were the fucking traitors of World War II.
Exactly. And they never didn't like them. Maybe my mom, my parents said I should make my name Pete Rose. So I just made my name, yo, it's me, Pete Rose. That's it. Oh, like the baseball player? Yeah, like the baseball player. No Inberg. I cite people to see him out. They're like, yo, what is he, Puerto Rican? But with Rosenberg, there's no, people give these non-whites, people will give white people the benefit of the doubt. I'm telling you, if you have like a beard and a hat and you're in New York and your name isn't blatantly Maury Epstein, they will give you the benefit of the doubt.
It's like Jon Stewart.
No one hates Jon Stewart.
They let Jon Stewart into their home every night back in the day, and he was Jew.
By the way, is that his real name?
No, it's not his name. It's a changed name.
Oh, my God. I'm Because, Syph, if you really do the research, let's think of the actual famous, popular, beloved people who have the Jewy name.
Jonathan
His name
Stewart,
is Jonathan Stewart. Shut the fuck up and let me read it. Jesus Christ. I'll let you know when I need a stat, Billy. Go back to your weird fucking deer den. His name is Jonathan Stewart Leibowitz.
Oh, wait, hold on. I dropped my headphones. Did you say beer den or deer den?
Deer den. Jonathan Stewart Leibowitz. No, he's not getting checked for with Jonathan Stewart Leibowitz. Who's the Jewiest name that's actually...
Paul Rosenberg?
He's not a talent. I mean, right, he's not seen, talented, yeah. But he's not a front-facing talent.
Okay, all right. Sandra Silverman.
Sarah Silverman.
Howard Stern?
Stern is... Do people know?
Stern
do
is
people
like...
know, though?
It's yeah, it's border.
Ari Melber.
Are you just trying to troll me? Go the fuck back to your go back to your Eye of the Tiger fucking den, you piece of shit. We're naming people who are of like iconic comedic popularity.
Seinfeld. Even Larry David doesn't sound... Larry David's probably more Jewy than Seinfeld.
Yeah, oh, definitely is.
But that name Larry David
well,
is
you know,
so
it's funny. So Seinfeld's interesting, right? Because he used the Jewish name. It worked for the show. But the character itself was not... He wasn't getting called Jew N-word.
No.
He was a regular guy. He didn't give you... Did he even mention being Jewish?
Yeah, because...
His parents?
Not really. Not they don't mention it. It's just a New York thing. His parents are New York Jews that moved to Florida. Us New Yorkers and you Jews know what that is. But really, they just seem like annoying parents, right? Because everyone always says, is George Costanza Jewish?
Right.
Because the name sounds Italian.
His name's definitely Italian.
But his mother on the show is like a New York Jew mom. And then another thing that people don't realize is, what's the other show? The guy with the wife, the family across the street, Raymond. Everyone loves Raymond. It's half based on Ray Romano's comedy, which is based on his life. And then Phil Rosenthal's family, who's the Jewish creator and producer of the show. So even though it's an Italian family, the mom is based on Phil Rosenthal's Jewish mom, which makes sense when you watch the show.
But all of that to say, Seinfeld is probably the most glaring Jewish name.
Yeah.
I got a few for you. Woody Allen.
No, but they're not, the names don't sound Jewy.
Mel Brooks.
Are you, hello? He doesn't get the bit.
He went Woody Allen.
Woody Allen changed his name because it was too Jewish.
What's Woody's real name? Hold on. His name's also Stewart. Yo, John Stewart's middle name is Stewart. So is Woody Allen's name is Alan Stewart Konigsberg. What was the other one he said? Mel Brooks? Let's see, what do you think Mel Brooks' real name is?
Melvin Gefiltefish.
Melvin James Brooke Kaminsky, it looks like. Yeah, no. Real name is Melvin James Kaminsky. Changed it to Mel Brooks.
Lenny Kravitz?
Lenny Kravitz is different.
Andy Samberg,
but Andy Samberg, you know, he's big, but he's not like in people's homes every day. And by the way, though, none of these people, to the point about whether or not I fucked up Syph, none of these people were attempting to do this in the hip-hop world.
Damn, we fucked up somewhere. We need a time machine, man.
No, you need a time machine, and then you need a new host, a new co-host.
Nah, we could have did it. We could have did it.
Honestly, all we had to do...
I know what happened. I know a lot what happened. We fucked up. I gotta go raise these kids. We fucked up. I know exactly where we fucked up. That morning show fucked us up because we should have been When
the shit started turning a little bit, Sife, we should have went to each other and said, yo, this morning show's going to end. This podcast thing is blowing up. Let's stop focusing on the morning show. Let's focus on the podcast.
Yes. We would have still been a little early, but we would have got something. And then also,
if we'd set up the structure of it and we just said,
if we had the fucking website. But then also, we're such fans of Stern. But when it came down to us on Hot 97, we were little fucking toy bitches.
100%.
We bitched out. We bitched out every time.
Yeah, we could have went rogue on the air and just said,
bitched out and went the corporate route. We went the corporate route.
We did everything. We did everything we were supposed to do. And then Ebro got on the air and just did it however the fuck he felt like doing it. And that's all. We didn't swing our dicks at all. We were fucking scared.
Swing our dicks. I think we might have had little puss.
Well, yeah, there might have not been a dick. There might have been no dick to swing.
I mean, the thing is, I definitely didn't want to talk shit about Angela Yee. But at the time, like when they were firing at us, we just fucking took it like little pacifists.
You definitely did. I tried to fire back, but no one wanted me to fire back. I wasn't the guy to fire back. I tried.
I'm not talking about firing back personally.
You weren't going to be that guy.
I'm talking about like on the stuff happening on the show. Not, I don't care about what they say personally. I'm just saying like we didn't come back with the heat. You know what I mean?
Right. We didn't let go and try to bump.
Flex, whenever his numbers slip, you see him, he goes in.
Well, bro. And then of course, we were on the verge of getting fired before the whole Nikki thing happened. But then even that we lost control of. And the Nikki thing went from being a thing about our show to it kind of being about Ebro and Flex. And we kind of didn't even get the steam from
it. We lost it, yeah.
We held on, and I held on. It gave me a long hold on. But like we didn't take advantage of it. It became, we lost it.
What would have Stern done in that? He would have fucking bodied Nikki.
Yeah, he would have went to war. He wouldn't have been scared. But it's a different era. He wouldn't have even been in the situation in the first place.
I could get away with it, but how can a Jewish guy go to war with a black woman on a hip-hop station?
I already did things that have never been done otherwise. Like my whole role of being this like outwardly critical white guy, it was not a thing that ever happened really previously or since. The only other white people since me either are really nice all the time, or they're just like annoying culture vultures who don't like beef with anyone. They're just fucking gross vultures. So there's no me. There's no like, you know, I would say Bootleg Kev is close because I know what he's made of. But Kev isn't a controversial type. He's a conversational type. And I was more of like a spark plug. I want to get this shit going type. Kev's doing it right. He's syndicated everywhere. He's killing it. He's doing a great job. But guess what? His name isn't Moisha Ben Rubenstein. It's fucking Bootleg Kev. Kevin, I don't even know if Kev's ever met a Jew.
You think we should have just kept PMD?
PMD isn't hot. Should have just been Sypha Sounds and Peter. My whole world would be different if people called me Peter.
Oh, you think we should have just kept? World. You think we should have just kept Sypha Sounds and Ferguson?
Yo, they were trying to help us. When the New York Post said there's a new show called Sypha Sounds and Ferguson, they were trying to help me. I should have went with Ferguson.
They gave you a little head. Yo. Watch this. Use this.
Ferguson. Instead, I went, no. Yo, think about how different my life would be if people didn't refer to me as Rosenberg. When people call me Rosenberg, we know what they're saying. This and so much more you'll find on stage on June 1st at the Roots Picnic. Wow. Yo,
listen, Killer Mike absolutely deserved those Grammys.
Lemonade is a great album. Okay, this is our new wrap-up. We do a wrap-up, Sife. All right, go ahead. Hold on. All right, we'll see you at the Roots Picnic.
Killer Mike absolutely deserved those Grammys.
Lemonade, amazing album. Watch the videos.
What? Why is it okay for rock stations to play Eminem, but country stations won't play Beyonce? What's going on here?
Streamers, we know. A lot of people watch your shit. We don't give a fuck what you think about music.
Yo, catch me on the road doing stand-up comedy because Rosenberg ruined my music career.
All right, everyone.
Yo, honestly, all the love we've been getting, really appreciate it. Patreon is popping. Let's go do that. And we'll see you at the finish line.
Okay, good stuff.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.